All right, so last episode we watched The Littlest Hobo, Canadian classic show, and we don't always watch Canadian shows, but we do tend that way because we are Canadian, and because of The Littlest Hobo and its super famous theme song and stuff, that got me looking, or just when we were looking up stuff about The Littlest Hobo in general, it would reference other shows that talked about Littlest Hobo or had Littlest Hobo episodes. And Corner Gas was one. There's an episode of Corner Gas where a dog comes into town that one of the characters gets convinced it's the littlest hobo. And I was like, oh, that sounds funny. That could be neat to check out. And I've never seen Corner Gas. I was thinking, I bet it's because this show ran from 2004 to 2009. And that was right when I moved to Vancouver the first time. I think I moved in 2005 and I didn't have a TV or anything. So yeah, Corner Gas completely passed me by, although I do recognize the main guy, Brent Butt. I don't know if I know him from just the ads for this show, or I guess he was a stand-up. I mean, there's only so many celebrities in Canada, so I do kind of know that guy, but I don't really know anything about this show. So, can you regale me with your experiences with Corner Gas?
Corner Gas, typically Canadian, very understated humor. The lead man, Brent Butt, not overly handsome, got the glasses, kind of nerdy, plays a nerdy grown-up man who has never really quite grown up. He's got a smart-ass gal who works for him, little blonde gal. I think in real life she's his wife, but she's a real tiny little thing. God, I doubt if she's any more than 5 feet tall, but she's always making all these cracks. She's very intelligent, always come off with these little asides and smart ass remarks and all this sort of stuff. Then they got the dumb guy. Now, what is his name? I don't remember what part he plays, but he's the foil, like the guy that just is always just so dumb. Like, you just can't believe half the stuff he's doing. Anyway, then not only is there the gas bar on this very flat land, which is so Saskatchewan, there's a restaurant nearby, and it's run by this gal named Lacey, who is from away. I think she's from Toronto, and they're always putting her down and making her seem like she just doesn't fit in here. And she thinks she's so bright, and she's got all these changes that she's going to make to this community because she's from away and she knows a better way to do it. But they're always showing her that, lady, you don't know anything. We from Saskatchewan, we know it all, and we've got it all cased. And but it's all very tongue in cheek and very sarcastic, and it's a well done show. Get the parents who there's a famous guy. The father is Leon Peterson, who's he was in I mentioned before to you this show called Street Legal. He was a lawyer in Street Legal. He's been around in a lot of shows, and when you see him, you say, "Oh yeah, I don't know where I've seen that guy, but I've seen him." So he's one of those Canadian actors that has been around for a long time and in a lot of stuff, Canadian stuff. It's a good show. It's a If you like that kind of humor, but it is very not in your face humor, but very subtle humor, very, very low key. And it's just these kind of people who live in a dead end corner gas corner where on the highway where the gas station meets another highway, I think. That's all I can say about it.
And you were saying when we were before we were recording that that even though we're from Atlantic Canada, like there were definitely similarities, like you were saying, there was like houses and stuff that looked like they could have been.
Oh yes, the parents' house. The parents' house. I have seen that house so many places. It's a two-story house with the wide siding on it. We've got houses like that all over Atlantic Canada. And that's why when I first saw it, I said, geez, did they pick up that house and move it out west? But I guess maybe out west they've got the same kind of houses. Not new, not what I would call newer housing like bungalow styles from the 1970s or 80s. This would have been a house probably built post World War II or maybe pre World War II, but very a house that when you look at it, you say, oh, yeah, I've seen a house just like that. In fact, I think I lived in a house like that growing up.
Yeah, that's one thing I think is kind of interesting is you do kind of get a bit of a sense of the areas of Canada based on their TV shows, like the West Coast shows have a certain feel, and there's obviously a million Ontario shows. And from our neck of the woods, we're from New Brunswick, but Trailer Park Boys from Nova Scotia is Shockingly accurate. You know, you wouldn't think so if you're watching it and you're like, there's no way this can be real. And it's like, well, it kind of is. Or there's even a bunch of like, you know, Newfoundland shows and movies. So I'm kind of curious about it in that sense because I've never been to the prairies. So even though it's just, you know, a sitcom and it's not going to be like a realistic documentary, but I bet I will get some kind of a sense of what the prairies are like. And yet at the same time, there is just, like you were saying, that Canadianness from all different parts of Canada where, you know, we have our different spin, but there's still just a thread of just feeling like Canada. No matter where you go in Canada, I think the unifying factors are stronger than the differences for us.
The other show that is very, very localized like that, where it pins it right down to a certain national area, is Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek is so obviously done somewhere in the prairies, and you get that image of kind of a lot of space being around these places. And that's the thing with Corner Gas. I mean, when you see the gas station, and when they're looking out over the natural environment that's around, like there's nothing there. There is the gas station, there is the gas bar, there's a highway, and there's just field and sky. That's it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things I have to admit, like I always get, because I've never been to the prairie provinces, it's just so much easier to keep this stuff in your mind when you've actually been there. I get them confused a lot, but I just want to say that if you're from one of the prairie provinces, if people say that commonly, or you know, they get confused about which one is which, we're in the exact same boat. Like New Brunswick is like, we're like invisible, you know, like my Toronto friends who I've known for years, most of them still don't. They can't remember that I'm from New Brunswick because they just don't really know New Brunswick is a thing. It's always like, you're from Nova Scotia, right? And it's like, eh, sure. Close enough, why not? So yeah, I feel like maybe we have a little bit of a kinship in that sense too, of like, hey, maybe people don't quite remember the exact order, maybe that all the prairie provinces come in, but they don't remember us either, so.
We certainly do, though, as a country, we have very distinct areas: the Atlantic coast, the Pacific coast, the Atlantic provinces, the major areas of Quebec and Ontario, and of course, then the prairies in between and the north. I mean, they're all very distinctive, but they are all very Canadian too. I remember the first time I traveled, so it was somewhere down in the States, in the southern states, and people were sort of like, "Where are you from?" "Toronto." And I'd say, "No, just east of Toronto." I mean, it's about 1,000 or 1,500 miles east of Toronto, but that was okay. They understood that if you just said east of Toronto, that satisfied them.
So the episode I grabbed for us to check out, again, because we just watched The Littlest Hobo, so this one seemed appropriate, is season 3, episode 5, The Littlest Yarbo. This episode is from 2005, The Littlest Yarbo, so it's a tie-in to Littlest Hobo. But I guess I did grab some basic facts about this show, so let me just run those down before we watch this. Corner Gas is a Canadian television sitcom created by Canadian comedian Brent Butt, who imagined what his life might be like had he remained in a small Saskatchewan town rather than pursuing stand-up comedy. Deriving its name from the roadside gas station in the fictional town of Dog River, Saskatchewan, population 500, yeah, that's pretty low. Corner Gas is the only gas station for 60 kilometers in any direction. The series ran for 6 seasons from 2004 to 2009, 107 episodes, and it's followed by an animated series. I also grabbed an episode of that. Many writers from This Hour Is 22 Minutes worked on the show. And yeah, I guess it ran through all the characters, but especially relevant to this episode is Brent's best friend Hank Yarbo is constantly unemployed, spends his time hanging out and drinking coffee, for which he rarely pays at the neighboring Ruby Coffee Shop, the Ruby Coffee Shop. So yeah, this episode specifically is about him. So yeah, if anyone wants to watch along with us, go track down season 3, episode 5 of Corner Gas, The Littlest Yarbo.
Davis, Karen, I want you to meet David and Carol. David, Carol, Davis and Karen.
Hi.
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 They're gonna be the new Dog River Fire Department.
What about the volunteer fire department?
Hello? I can't go to a fire now. It's 3:30.
This is when I take my afternoon nap.
He was taking the volunteer part too seriously.
See, I do think I was focused on the wrong thing probably for most of that, because my favorite joke was not supposed to be a joke. It was just like, the more I watched it and the more I caught those little scenes in the background, or you'd see, like, you know, just over someone's shoulder, and then it just became more and more evident that in every single direction and every single shot, it's just the flattest thing you've ever seen, and there's nothing there. That cracked me up every time. Where, yeah, I'm sure, like, two Saskatchewan residents, they're like, well, why is that funny? That's that's our life. That's just how it is.
Yeah, like outside that gas station, well, the restaurant is off to the side, but when you look at down the road, there's a grain elevator. That's it. And grass. And the road. That's it.
I was reading about, because I guess this was actually, you know, quite a successful show, and they made various attempts to keep the sets around, you know, so they could do tours and stuff, but it's just tough to keep them in repair, and I think one of them was built on like a swamp and started to fall apart, so I'm not sure how much of it still exists now, but that does kind of make sense, because I'm sure they didn't actually film it somewhere that remote, but clearly pretty remote still, you know, like, it probably, I wonder, like, how much... I guess I don't know how much other tourism stuff they would have for that area, but yeah, apparently they just couldn't quite hold it together.
So it was a cute little show.
Yeah, I do like, I mean, it does kind of remind me of just old school sitcoms where it is just, there's just like a kind of comforting, you know, feeling to, you just have your little setting and everybody just hangs out there and you just go back to it every week. And like very much so in this case, the little setting is the setting. Like, that's it. There's these two little places. And I guess occasionally they go into the town, but even the town is pretty, pretty empty, which kind of reminds me of our town too, of just like, you know, not a lot of people on the sidewalk and stuff. So I do like it in that sense. It does have that little comfortable vibe.
And Brett Butt plays the part of, obviously, a man, but he's still a boy. I mean, when you see him there, when the dog goes in and takes the little can of lighter fluid to tell the people that there's a fire, Brett's at the counter and he's just reading a comic book.
Yeah, so I definitely recognized him very clearly, but also the blonde lady, but I've definitely never seen this show. So I do think it is just maybe that there's, you know, there's only so many celebrities in Canada, so I must have seen them do other stuff or stand-up things or whatever, but I definitely recognize those two main people for sure. And what I started to realize as I watched it, if I had to describe that show to somebody from America, say, I would tell them it's the Canadian King of the Hill. Like, you remember Hank Hill is just like, Bobby... You know, that Texas cartoon?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know what? It's very much like that.
Specifically Brent Butt himself, like just his really dry delivery of everything, his very even keel. Like, yeah, he really reminded me a lot of Hank Hill.
And he's so obsessive. I mean, he was so hung up on the logo that was on those stupid travel mugs. God.
See, one thing I find kind of, I mean, I find this with kind of Canadian shows in general, it's not specific to this one, where, I don't know, it's, maybe this is going to sound critical, or I don't know, but this is just how I always feel, is, and maybe it's East Coast bias, but, you know, obviously this show is very dry, or did you ever see the show Letterkenny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that one, I mean, it has swearing and stuff, so it's a little more Trailer Park Boysy, but it's still super dry, you know, and that one is like rural Ontario. And I feel like that's the Canadian style in general, is very dry humor. Where Trailer Park Boys, I don't know what the opposite of dry humor is, but if it's wet humor, you know, Trailer Park Boys is super wet. Trailer Park Boys is like, fuck you, fuck, yeah, fuck off, everyone can suck my dick, you know, like, it's just like so, you know, like Trailer Park Boys is the... you know, starting a fire with a gallon of gasoline of TV shows. And I just feel like it's so hard for me to not compare every show to Trailer Park Boys. And just every time I come away going like, well, you know, that was all right. That was nice. I laughed a few times, but that is not Trailer Park Boys, you know? And again, that's not specific to Corner Gas. That is literally every other Canadian show that's not Trailer Park Boys.
See, I appreciate the subtleness of a show like this more so than Trailer Park Boys. I mean, Trailer Park Boys left nothing to the imagination, just threw it all out there. So it's different. completely different. I won't say one is better than the other, but I personally like the more subtle characterization of these guys. Although what this show and with Trailer Park Boys, I found the same. I found that after a few years of watching them, I found the characters very tiresome. They didn't seem to go anywhere. They didn't seem to grow or change. They just were those same people that you saw in the early shows were the same people that you saw 3 or 4 years later.
Yeah, and that's where I've kind of worked myself into a corner that I feel like, Trailer Park Boys, it's the best, you know, it's and compare everything to Trailer Park Boys. But yeah, I had that same situation where I'm easily 10 years behind on Trailer Park Boys. You know, I don't really keep up with it anymore because how many times do you need to, how many episodes do you need to watch really? So yeah, I really should try to deprogram this in my brain of like, yeah, so what if these other shows are not as like robust and just ridiculously offensive as Trailer Park Boys? Cause I don't watch Trailer Park Boys either. So I should just, you know, I should just enjoy these other shows for what they are.
Well, should we watch the cartoon version?
Yeah, so that is something I was interested in is, again, because this show is such a blank for me, it really did just pass me by. As I was reading about it, you know, all the talk about this show is very positive. And I mentioned to one of my Toronto friends here, I was like, yeah, we're watching Corner Gas this week. And he was like, oh, it's a good show. So yeah, it's definitely quite a beloved show. And it seems that after the series ended in 2009, they did Corner Gas the movie in 2014, and then Corner Gas Animated from 2018 to 2021, 4 seasons and 48 episodes. So Corner Gas has been a going concern for some time. You know, it only like actually ended very recently. So for the animated show, I just looked up a list of, you know, episodes people like. So I got season 2, episode 2, which is called Drone and Dumber. And I feel like, speaking of, oh, geez, I just realized with the King of the Hill comparison, I was just going to say, like, yeah, I bet this show will translate well to animation, but it'll be that type of animation, like the way King of the Hill didn't need to be a cartoon, you know, like cartoony things didn't happen in it. It was a very domestic show. It just happened to be a cartoon. So I'm assuming that the Corner Gas animated version will have that similar feel. And yeah, I feel like it's probably going to translate over pretty well. It should work pretty good. But I assume you have not seen the cartoon version of this show before.
I think I might have seen like a little, I don't know if I ever saw a full show of it, but I did know there was an animated show.
How's it going? Is my chili cheese dog ready?
Brent, is that you?
Pretty cool, eh? I can tell you're impressed.
Can you see me?
Yeah, there's a small camera on the front of the drone.
Plus, I'm over here.
Well, then what are you doing?
It's called technology, Lacey. Get with the times. My days of hunting food like a Neanderthal are over. Now I can just send my drone to pick up food for me.
But you're still over here operating it.
Well, I wanted to see the look on your face.
But the drone has a camera on it.
Right. Well, anyway, just put the chili cheese dog in the basket. My hands are full.
Your hands wouldn't be full if you weren't controlling a drone.
You know, you can pick holes in anything if you try hard enough.
See, it seems like that converted over to being a cartoon pretty well. And they did take advantage of it being a cartoon a little bit with like some jokes about an elephant in town, you know, or just that there's a whole subplot about a turkey and just, you know, stuff they couldn't quite do when it's live action.
And even you, as you mentioned, the number of people in the restaurant. You see, when you do a cartoon, you can embellish and put all that stuff in. And look at all the turkeys that they had. I mean, that would have been to do that actually in the show. And maybe they did. Maybe this is a remake of a show. I don't know. But you can have a turkey do all kinds of ridiculous things in a cartoon that you would be very pressed to be able to pull that off in a TV show.
Yeah, or even just the stuff with the drone. I mean, obviously drones are real. Those are actually really cool. I met a guy in South Korea who was like, you know, doing drone photography. So I stopped and got him to show it to me. And yeah, it really is cool. They just fly around and take, you know, it looks like a travel show, the stuff you can record. But that would be a pain to do in real life, much easier as a cartoon. It's really neat too. Like I kind of, that makes me think that, like I'm sure that must be great. If you're a Corner Gas fan, you got to have a bunch of extra Corner Gas episodes. It's such a good way to bring back a TV show because you don't have to, not only get all the actors together, you know, you could just record your voice lines when you're available, but you don't have to rebuild the sets and yada yada. Like specifically when they were at the coffee shop and just chatting away, it made me think like, man, I would watch the heck out of a Gilmore Girls animated show, you know, like, cause that'd be a weird show to bring back now. Like those ladies are much older now and stuff, but if you made it a cartoon, it's like, there you go. We're back. And that show was nothing but fancy conversations. So it would be a really good cartoon.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into the thing. I was never a big fan of Gilmore Girls. I really couldn't stand the two women in it. They were just too, they were just so emotional. Whereas this comes across, these characters in the TV show and in the animated thing, they all have different personalities. And the only one who gets really ever emotional about things is Lacey, and you've got to have a person like that to kind of set off some of the other stuff that other people are doing. Everybody else is just, you know, they're kind of flat characters, but they make perfect cartoon characters.
It must be weird too when somebody does a caricature of you, you know, because you kind of can't deny it, you know. It's like, yeah, I guess that is how I look. Like I was thinking specifically with the blonde lady, because she has those quite deep lines under her eyes. So her cartoon version also has those, you know, and I'm sure I could imagine if I was her and I was feeling a little vain, I might be like, do you have to put those in? But it's like, yeah, we kind of do. Cause that's what that makes it look like you. Like it makes you think like, what would they do? Like, what would my, you know, I probably have like my front teeth are probably bigger than I think they are or something, you know, like they would do something to the cartoon version where I'd be like, ah, God damn it. That is how I look, you know?
The other thing that's good if you're one of the actors in this, too, you've already made all your money from doing the TV shows, and now you're making all the royalties off the cartoon that also played for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so it is one of those things that, you know, well, I mean, it's not like we often watch a show where I'm like, hot damn, I got to go watch more of those. You know, it's usually just kind of more interesting to kind of fill in a blank somewhat. So, yeah, I think that's kind of where I fall with Corner Gas. It's nice now that if I am flipping through channels or something at some point in the future, and, you know, and I come across it, I'll be like, oh, I know what this is now. I know this show. I'll watch an episode of this. And to fill in my little knowledge of Saskatchewan, which is that it is super flat. There's never going to be anything in the background of anything that's going on. It's just going to be a flat plane. And at least judging by this particular show, which, you know, maybe it's not entirely fair to base a place on a comedy sitcom, but it seems like people are quite even keeled.
I noticed in this one, when we watched the TV show, the grass across the highway was green. In this one, in the cartoon, it was wheat. And all you saw was this big, long line of yellow, which was obviously it's autumn and it's wheat. So you saw road, you saw gas station, road, wheat, sky. It's the kind of show that if you're kind of, you're just tired and you just want to watch something that's kind of, you don't have to put a lot of thought into or have come off with, gee, I wonder what the deep meaning was behind that show. No, it's just one of those shows that you relax and you enjoy it. And that's it. That's all there is to it.